Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each one of you. Very good to have your energy there present and in that vibrational frequency of the lights and the snow and the trees and the ice and the 11 below. And it is so wondrous to see your energy here. Very good, very connected with you. No one understand that each thing that was said is regarding each person. Each energy as we are expanding it is connected to the elevation and the expansion of your soul, the expansion of your intention. At some point, you will, of course, get the opportunity to speak that intention. And in that vibrational frequency, know that what we are actually doing is magnetizing that energy to us, and then we're reverberating, radiating that energy out. We're also doing a magnetization for the peace of this planet and for the love vibration. Here we are at one of the highest points in the United States of America, not in the Americas altogether, but in the United States of America. And in that energy, it's a sort of going round the globe to the Philippines and Australia, which is why we're thankful you had to bring that aspect to us. And in that energy, just as we connect with the expansion, we are acknowledging that radiance around the globe, top to bottom, opposite of where we are on this planet. Yeah, and that's the truth. Amen, amen, amen. And in that energy and in that vibration, know that one of the things that is connecting is that sort of tug on your soul. You feel that sort of energy fluttering about in your heart chakra. Anyone else feel that? Fluttering about in your crown chakra. So what we are actually doing is we are anchoring the energy from your soul star chakra all the way through your body to your earth chakra to balance all of those energy centers of your body, because when you return home, there's going to be a tremendous amount of flux, a tremendous amount of shift, change, rolling with, zoning with, you're moving, lots of energy that is coming into play. And you think, there's more? Yes, yes. The energy of the next few year are going to be a bit more intense than the last few years. We celebrate that, yes? You volunteered for this position. And know that you each are the change makers of your circle. You're each the change makers for your environment, whether you say you're a newbie to the woo-woo or not, to know that you don't have to have. Many times the people that have the most, the longest or the longevity in the woo-woo world, their beliefs are colored by their past. And as you know, everything is new. There is no paradigm for where your soul is right now. There is no foundation for where your soul is right now. That's why we are going into this 2020 year and having the 2020 vision of you. And in that divine partnership, those twos, that is the divine partnership. And the 22 is the master builder. And the 4, which is organization of that which you are building within you, that mastery of yourself. And we know it is not necessarily, one may think, well, I don't want to master myself, I just want to be myself. But sometimes it is about mastering those things that are not you, that you're still carrying around with you. Those old programs, maybe those old feelings about your mother. Time to let them go. Maybe those old feelings about your former spouse, your sweetheart, your loved ones, your family, your next door neighbor who didn't like your dog. We don't know. Anything that separates you from you. It is time to allow this refraction of the snow and the light to heal that. It is time to realize that the crystalline energy is all around you. It is not something that you hold in your hand and take home and put on your altar. It is in this land, the crystalline energy is you, is all around you and flowing with you. It is stuck on the trees. It is covering the ground. It is you. So that crystalline vibration. Now, in the past, you have many healers or practitioners that remove old crystals from your body and toss them aside. That is not what we're talking about. We're talking about allowing those energies that get the opportunity to be integrated because they no longer serve. And expanding the energy that is the crystalline grid of this planet. And expanding the energy of the crystalline grid of this planet. And thereby expanding the crystalline grid around this planet. You see, there's two grids, as we see, that go around this planet, that is sort of in the auric field of this planet Earth. And we are going to radiate those with love and peace and healing. There's the emerald grid that reflects the energy back to the planet. And then there's the golden grid that reflects the energy out to the galactics. And what you are doing here in this high part in the United States of the Americas, what you are doing is you are connecting both grids together and then anchoring that energy to wrap the planet with your connection to the opposite space of this planet. And your ley lines as you are working are connecting the power points of the planet, like Sedona, like Fairbanks, Alaska, like Stonehenge, like the pyramids in Egypt, like the pyramids in Bosnia, like Easter Island, like Mount Ida, Arkansas. All of those power points on the planet are actually coming into an interesting alignment this week with the star constellations as they are working. We are also igniting the new year of the rat in the Chinese New Year. So with that energy, we do not know the astrology of that, but let us tell you what we do know. That connects with the ingenious or the genius code within yourself in this year of the rat. That connects with the intuition as it is accommodating the energy and is activating perseverance and is activating the ability to find the solution to anything. And that is why we will ask you and remind you to pay very close attention to your language, to pay very close attention to that which you are feeling about yourself, because in this year of the rat, that is being made manifest. You see what we say? Mm-hmm. And it is about looking at sometimes that underbelly, the dark side of yourself, the energy that you may not want to necessarily look at, so you just stuff it back away, and realize that that is a part of the gift that you are. That is a part of the wisdom that you are, because it has brought you here. And in that energy, as it is being brought here, in that vibration, as it is standing in the courage of you, breathe into that feeling of the moose, you know, big, huge, powerful, a bit argumentative sometimes, yet noble, noble, and an expansion of the crown an expansion of the crown, and to know that just like the moose, if you've ever felt the antlers of a moose, have you ever felt the antlers of a moose? They're very like velvet. Yes, they're very soft, and it's shocking that they are. They're very, very soft. So that is what you are doing, is you are expanding, an eagle. You are expanding the eagle that is within you. You are expanding that need to feel like you are the one and only, and to know that you have an entire company that is indeed behind you, within you, and all around you. You have the wisdom and the intuition to expand and stand strong in your expanded crown, and yet to accommodate that softness, to allow yourself to be vulnerable, to allow yourself to be open, to receive whatever is yours to receive. And we have a whole list of all of those aspects of what you are receiving. Do you understand what we say?
Yes.
And in that, you will see that each of you will receive more than what you thought possible. Each of you will actually give more than what you knew you could. For in this energy of this natural environment, you are more naturally you than maybe you ever have been. And so when you feel like you have to present a certain facade, know that that is the old programming. And you do not have to any longer. When you feel like you are maybe doing something wrong just because you're the living example of changing your bracelet, you are also the teacher. Because you are helping others understand that that self-talk is your purchase order to the universe. You see, that energy of magnetizing the dust particles that get excited just by being in your presence, get excited just by coming to this planet and color themselves together, those energies are a part of the magnetization for that which you are creating. So we ask you to look at what it is that you are creating, what it is that you are choosing for this next phase of your life, because each of you are stepping into a new phase of your life. Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, just trust us. You are. And as each of you are stepping into this new phase, you're going to get to use all of your talents and skills and let go of your beliefs as to the way you perceive things ought to be or the way you perceive things have been in the past. Remember, there is no past. So you are creating anew. Just like with each snowfall, it simply covers up the old snow. It does not integrate it necessarily until it stops being snow and starts to melt. And then it sort of filters through and incorporates the old and the new together. But until that happens, it is on top. Mm-hmm. And that is what you are doing. You are now accepting what is on top. You are now accepting that new layer of you. And you get to decide what that looks like. Or maybe you just get to say, well, I don't really know what that looks like, but I'm going to step into it anyway. And that may be the case. Because sometimes when we think we know what it looks like, our brains, your human brain, cannot be big enough. These two are a living example of that. Neither of their brains could ever have perceived what's happening now. But aren't we all lucky that they just said yes? So you can also practice this week, because sometimes we may be in situations that are physically taxing on your body. You get the opportunity to just say yes and maybe turn up your personal heater. And as you turn up your personal heater, know that you're also expanding that field that is around you to become as the Northern Lights themselves. So each of you know that your aura, your auric field, those of you that see will notice a difference in the auric field, that it is a stronger color. Maybe because the absence of color around it when you go outside. But it is a stronger color, and it is the division and the reconnection of yourself and the newness that is within you. And know that there are opportunities everywhere. Like you can hear the vessel Marilyn's nose getting all clogged up. She doesn't know why that is happening. It is something about the newness of that energy. So know that you may have physical opportunities as well. Woohoo! Celebrate that. And as you do, just realize that you are saying yes to the new you. To saying yes to the real you. To saying yes to the you that you are here to be. You understand what we say? Question. About anything. I want to ask a question, but I don't know how to put the words in. Yes.
Is there truly a conclave of the masters on Mount Denali?
Yes, there are. A conclave of masters on most mountains. When you say conclave, you mean a meeting. Okay, we just want to make sure our Webster's dictionary definition is there. On the highest points of this planet, this has not always been the case. But as the highest, the spiritual hierarchy in the past has met on the moon, this planet's moon, on the backside of it. And you can signal them on the full moon when you do this, and that signals the hierarchy. What has happened in the past few years is those, the spiritual hierarchy and the ascended masters of this planet have sort of gathered together in a board meeting. And they gather their energy on the highest points, the Denali, the mountain, the Everest, other places, high points on this planet. And they sort of gather their focus here on this energy. One way that you can strongly connect with them is on the Beltane moon in May, the full moon in May or whatever, Taurus, we think it is. But in that capacity, know that the meeting and the energy, what is happening is the hierarchy, the spiritual hierarchy, is no longer a hierarchy. Because you are that spiritual hierarchy. And so it is connecting to the beings of this planet. And as it connects to the beings of this planet, the ascended masters are wrapping their energy around the planet as well, which is why they have begun meeting at different points in that conclave, as you say. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. you who keeps us in the air, huh?
Yes, the feet on the ground. Oh, will we be receiving any solar flares, and do the solar flares affect the aurora borealis?
The solar flares have already begun, and they are still happening. They can affect the aurora borealis. Science tells us that that is what the aurora borealis is connected to. However, we see a greater energy. We see you know, the dust that creates the great sand dunes that's traveling around the planet in Crestone, Colorado, that dust is being stirred up. And so it is dust from the sun and the other particles of our galaxy, as well as the dust from this planet. So just because science may tell you there's not any solar flares right now, so you may not see or may see the northern lights, blah, 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 they are still there. Just like the sun is still there. Because what is happening now is we see all of those particles, the dust from this planet, the dust from the galaxy, and the dust from the sun, actually floating about in this planet in a divine connection, because the galactics are keeping their eye on you. The galactics are keeping their eye on this, if they have eyes, on this energy and this planet. Because this planet's dimension is physically shifting. And this, that never before has this happened. That it has shifted before, and you know, the Ice Age. That was when the planet shifted its dimension. It is getting colder. Maybe not here. Here it will get it warmer. But in that capacity, the northern lights are a refraction of that light, in addition to a reflection of the energy as those particles from many different environments, not just the sun, are coming and meeting together. And that is what you are experiencing in this week, those particles meeting together in those new aspects, just as you are meeting yourself together in those new aspects of you. So you get to decide, what is that new project that you want to work on? What is that new you that you want to be? Good question. Another question, yes?
Are you shifting from a carbon base, as far as humans, carbon base to a crystalline base?
Yes. Is that the question? Yes. Or a statement.
And are we going to be able to sense that happening?
Can you feel it happening right now?
Well, I feel I've gone through it since July.
Exactly. And it is happening right now, which is another reason why this particular company of beings got the opportunity to come in from all parts of the U.S. and all parts of the world, to come in and help anchor that crystalline-based energy with the snow and the cold, to reverberate that out into your homeland. So you may still have that structure that science may look at right now as a carbon-based human. However, when the materials to test the human are evolved enough, then they will be able to test that it is crystalline based. Mm-hmm. But right now, the testing equipment cannot do that. They haven't invented it yet. So it may take one of you to invent it.
Question.
Yes.
So, piggybacking off what was said about the Earth shifting its dimension, and the galactics paying attention.
Yes.
Is it something that we can know in terms of, are we allowed or permitted to understand what that dimensional shift means beyond Earth for the larger part of the cosmos, or why the galactics would be interested in that?
What we have seen, that is a very good question. And a new question. We love new questions.
I have to give credit to my dad, Philip, a.k.a. Daniel, for that question.
So in that capacity, know that the Earth has gone through many different cycles. The cycle that we are in right now is shifting from one dimension into the other. For some, we believe that the Earth is already in the fifth dimension. And there are lots of spiritual teachers that argue with us, and we do not care. We believe the earth is there, and it is a matter of the humans catching up and being acclimated to the fifth dimension. It is the dimension of more instant manifestation. It is the dimension of connection intuitively between generations, between people, between energies. It is the dimension of being able to shift in and out of the veils between dimensions. Now, the galactics, they have mastered some of that energy. They can teleport or transport themselves with their intention into another time and space. What they have not been able to do is to embrace and understand the emotional components of the peoples of this planet. For they have evolved beyond that emotional component. And they are realizing that without that emotional component, eventually they may become extinct.
So,
yes?
Is that emotional component your ego? And does that mean that the...
No.
Okay.
That emotional component is love. The ego does play a part because one of the things that the human does is learn to master their ego.
Right.
And that is why you've got one. It helps you evolve. But that emotional component of love, of feeling pain, not physical pain, although that's a part of it, but feeling the pain of compassion, feeling the love of you are going through a sadness. I will feel that sadness with you and help you dissipate that. That is different from any other being in the galaxy.
So I guess that was my question. Does that mean that other beings in the galaxy do not have an ego? And do they need to, would they have to redevelop their ego to create that contrast?
We are asking the beings in the galaxy. We are the galactics. We are representatives of many beings from different galaxies that are indeed asking for your help. We do not have, most of us, do not have something that you call the ego. However, we have aspects of it. It is just not the same term. That egoic, as you would call it, that program within us that believes that, well, as a galactic, we have the answers. And if we are evolved beyond that silly feeling of love or pain or compassion or even gratitude, that we would be better off. We have discovered that that is not true. And we are coming to you so you can teach us. Now, is that the ego? No. The ego is the component that says that you must be right. And that aspect has been within many galactic races, which is why they evolved beyond those emotions. Now you are these teachers, as though you have been called that primitive race of humans. We are discovering that you may be the oldest race and have much to teach us. And we would like to be able to live side by side in our form, not through this little body as a representation. Yet it is not safe yet. And as you evolve, and as we evolve, it will become safer. Does that answer your question? We have asked you for your help before, and we continue. For you can teach us, and we can teach you. Much of your technology that has been developed in the last few years came from the connection from us. You have a question.
Is it empathy you're looking for?
That is one of the aspects. That feeling nature, to be able to connect, as you would call it, heart to heart. Not all of us have a heart. Yes?
Like, humans have, like, five senses, you know, nose, smell. Do you have those, do you have multiple senses as well? Or?
We have expanded senses. We may not be able to smell, but we will be able to know by the connection of something, if it is vibratorily a match to us, that you would call, that smells good. Mm-hmm. It is okay for me to eat it or drink it. So not all, we are a representation of many galactic races who for some reason, as some would say, as our vessel Marilyn would say, what in the world did you decide to come together? Because there are hundreds that are communicating with you now. So not all are the same.
Can I ask another one? And you say there's a vibration. Is it true that the Om is a universal vibration, or is there some other vibration that we as humans are limited to understanding that universal language?
Music is a universal vibration. Many galaxies honor the toning of music. Some use hue, some use om, but it is not throughout the universes.
Can I ask?
Just,
want to say, is it similar to like the Vulcans, you know, like in Star Trek, you know, the Vulcans were unemotional type of beings?
Whoever wrote
Gene Roddenberry.
Mr. Spock had connected with some of the races.
Yes.
So I have two questions, both related to answers you previously gave. So the first part is about the request for help and the idea of maybe not being able to survive without the certain emotions. And so the question that I have is, as we evolve our carbon-based biology into crystalline-based biology,
is there something that's related to the way that other galactic races have evolved beyond the capability for those emotions that's connected to the way our biology needs to evolve so that we can retain those and not evolve beyond that? And is there something we should be aware, a cautionary note or something along those lines that we should be aware of as we're evolving our biology?
You as humans, somewhere in your biology, have the wisdom to evolve into the crystalline beings that you are and maintain that emotional connection with each other.
Okay. Second question, toning. The pineal tones in the Lemurian choir series, what is that experience like for the galactics who receive that from the ones who are here performing that?
That vibration that went out into the universe brought us here. So we are thankful for that. We heard it, monitored it through our own technology, because some of us, it is too far away. And yet we saw and heard that energy, which is why we began searching for someone or some group who would bring our assistance here, our need for assistance here.
Again, with toning and with music, do you communicate to individuals by putting songs through them?
Yes.
So if one just finds the need to be singing and the words come out, that may be a communication.
It is possible. Not always. Very little is always.
Right.
We thank you. We will be back. This is a first where we have encountered questions and have answers. So we thank you. Got to love that one, huh?
Yeah.
We don't think they know how to move the vessel's body. Did you notice that?
Yes.
There's like, there's a chair here and it's got wheels. We love the wheels.
I can tell.
So you are the first, possibly of many, to actually have interaction with the galactics. Very powerful. They've come before and have had many different people question them and say, you can't be that and you can't do this. And it's like, don't tell us what we can and cannot do.
You don't know.
Because you understand that that is a totally different energy that is new to coming through this little vessel, Maryland. Huh? Mm-hmm. Totally different. Mm-hmm. But she volunteered.
Thank you.
Yes. So we're going to take an intermission. We will be with you all week. We play here all week. We see you. Take care of your bodies. Take care of your energy. And know that much may be bubbling up to the surface. And so when you feel as though you must weep, laugh, cry,
sleep,
sing, Hugh, Om, or La-ti-da.
La-ti-da.
We ask you to do so, for it is a part of the evolution of your soul. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.